This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I thought about saying something about doing picks here.
Picks. There are college games up.
Picks.
There are pro games up.
All the pro games are up.
I already gave you my picks. I'm on Calgary, I'm on Carolina, yes, and I'm on McDavid, Dreisaitl, and Gaudreau, and Tkachuk. All the score.
All the score. Yep.
Yes, you did. I also promised you a game, and I have it. Tonight, according to a cool little follow, Unnecessary Sports Research. Ooh, I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but...
Love it.
Yeah, I love it, too. I don't mean little condescendingly. It's just like, you know, an account that tweets stats about broadcasts and broadcasters. I also love it. And... they report that Kevin Harlan tonight, who has Mavericks Warriors for TNT, will be announcing his 1,300th national telecast in one of the four major U.S. sports, which puts him third all time on that list. Do you know who else might be in the top 10? National telecasts, not just play-by-play either. There's this list.
All right.
In the four major U.S. sports, some guys are in more than one sport. I don't think all of them are necessarily.
Okay. Well, Al Michaels is on this list.
He is ninth.
Ninth? Wow.
Well, football is... 20 times a year, maybe. 1,017,
right,
though.
Right, and his time with the Reds wouldn't count for this.
No, that's, but what do we have? We have Monday Night Baseball.
Right.
And football for decades.
A couple Olympic hockey games probably count.
Maybe, yep. Okay. NBA, he did the NBA for a minute on ABC.
Did he?
Yep. Like 15 years ago, maybe. Early 2000s, early to mid.
Okay. Like Jordan on the Wizards era basketball. Hubie Brown.
Hubie Brown is right. Eighth. Would they all be NBA games? 1,067.
I'm going to say yeah. I think those are all going to be NBA games.
He didn't stop by for a Montreal-Quebec Adams Division final on USA.
Does golf count towards this?
No. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey.
Okay.
Hubie Brown is eighth. Al Michaels is ninth.
So probably no Nance. He probably needed the golf.
That's why I asked about the golf. And like, so it's pro, not college basketball either.
Correct. Right? Correct.
Okay. Yeah, Nance is, I don't think Nance is on this list.
No.
John Madden's on this list.
No.
Oh.
Football is just not frequent enough.
Yeah, right.
Just in the booth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right, actually. Good.
Is Bob Costas on the list?
No.
Okay, then no. So in the booth, probably.
As opposed to, like, sideline or studio?
I was thinking, studio. Yeah.
Studio would not count.
Okay.
Sideline might count, but you're not going to find your way to these answers through the sideline.
Frequency of games, even though it's the NHL, Mike Emmerich is on this list.
Yes. Mike Emmerich is sixth.
Has Mike Breen been at a high enough level to be on this list for long enough?
I hope he's on this list.
10th.
I love Mike Breen.
Mike Breen.
I'm giving it to you. 10th. Right. So he'll pass Al Michaels here during the NBA playoffs.
Oh.
He's two behind him.
Brent Musburger.
No.
Come on.
Well, what would it be?
CBS basketball? Wasn't he like the guy?
No.
No? Who was their guy?
maybe eventually, but like college.
Yeah, man.
The guy who you want from that era is number one on this list. And Musburger was, like, he would be the final four in the 80s, but this guy was NBA.
Well, this isn't CBS, but Marv Albert.
Marv Albert is number two. 1,472 games. National telecast, four major U.S. pro sports. Marv Albert, two. Kevin Harlan, three. Mike Emmerich, six. Hubie Brown, eight. Al Michaels, nine. Mike Breen, 10.
Who's the basketball guy from CBS? I mean, I'm giving it away that I'm really struggling because I thought it was going to be Musburger, and that obviously isn't right. So, man, I'm in the weeds now.
So you'd have him a number of Bills games, the 75 World Series.
Ah, Dick Stockton.
Right. Dick Stockton is number one on the list.
Yep.
I met him.
Yep. And that's right. The basketball, that's right. Yep.
Isn't he still working, too? Like NFL?
I think so.
Maybe? I see him there with, like, a Mark Schlereth or somebody, you know, doing Atlanta, Carolina.
If he's not, he just stopped.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
like, I don't remember seeing him last year, but I think for sure the year before. So.
He was with Turner. March last year, he retired.
All right. Married to Leslie Visser.
Yep. Who was a guest on this show.
Yes.
Why the long face to the horse?
What? Did she say that?
What
is that?
We asked her about, like, all the different places she's been in the events she's covered, and she said something about how, you know, you're at the Kentucky Derby. What are you supposed to ask the horse? Why the long face? You don't remember that?
No.
I
remember her with Dick Stockton in New Orleans, meeting them as they were walking around Radio Row. And
I hope I remember that right, but
that's good.
That definitely came. I don't think it was one of us that said it. I think it was her that said it.
I love it.
Why the long face?
Little John Tesh right there, Joe. Round Ball Rock. Loved it. Just wanted to say that.
Did we smash this list? Do we have anybody left?
Yes, that's a song I'd like to hear out in that lobby when I'm hearing Reminiscing, which I heard again today, or After the Love Is Gone every single time I step out. I'd like to hear some Round Ball Rock. Is this too much for the Muzak scene? Is this too heavy, rocking?
Yeah, it sounds like it's got a studded bracelets on.
You ever watch Tesh perform this? It's hilarious.
I've never
do that
seen
tonight.
Tesh do anything.
Do that tonight. YouTube John Tesh, Round Ball Rock.
I refuse. No. I will not. I will not do it.
Do it right now.
I know. I'm watching Rory
right
McIlroy
do
ruin
it.
My day. I'm very busy.
Do it, Ron Burgundy.
What do we have left?
Number 4, 5, and 7.
Vin Scully.
No. Wonder where he ranks, though. I'd like to see the entire list, all the way down to people who've done one game. Everybody.
Yeah. Dick Enberg.
No. That could have been right.
Pat Summerall.
No. No more football here. Well, actually, I'm wrong about that. There is one more football name here. I guess two. Yeah. Just, you got to watch Tesh.
Reggie Miller.
No.
Chris Weber.
No.
Jeff Van Gundy.
No.
Ooh, that was a
Mark
good one.
Jackson.
No.
We're done with basketball.
Mark Jackson is up to, or at least as of yesterday, 650 NBA telecasts, which is eighth on the NBA list.
Well, he's... he might be done soon with that, because I think I saw he's the favorite to be the next Lakers coach.
Oh, nice. Can he do both?
Joe.
No. He can't.
Recognizing that Mike Emmerich is the only national voice that you would have heard of that could possibly qualify for this list, is there some other hockey person that we should be thinking about here?
Who's his guy? Is it Keith Jones? Is it Olchek?
Eddie Olchek.
No.
Oh, not enough. That wasn't long enough.
Right. Wasn't it even Milbury before that for a little bit? I feel like he always had a different guy.
This account is a gold mine.
Gary Thorne.
Correct.
Nice.
Gary Thorne is fifth.
I'm glad I asked you that question because that got me to Gary Thorne, I assume.
Yep. It's the only two national play-by-play hockey men.
The two that are left have very famous broadcaster fathers.
Kenny Albert.
Joe Buck.
This account is a gold mine. Just like, what do you want? I've got from yesterday... Louis DeBrusque becomes the 13th person to handle 300 national NHL telecasts as the analyst. All in Canada. Who's number one on that list?
Canadian hockey analysis?
Yeah.
Bob.
Color commentator. All time.
I mean...
Yes.
Harry Neal.
Yes.
Man, I used to love him and Bob Cole together. I mean, Harry was great here with RJ, too, but wow. Oh, man.
Number one all-time in NHL, with both countries included, 1,724 games is who? Tesh just up there.
Chris Cuthbert.
Third.
Bob Cole.
Bob Cole's first. Pierre Maguire is second.
Jim Houston
is fourth. Darren Pang is 18th.
Love Jim Houston. He was the voice of the NHL EA Sports video game franchise.
Right.
So that helped it along.
Right. Did he recently retire?
Do you know, Joe, you were saying that. I have got, I don't know what, it's probably around 90, maybe when PlayStation 2 first comes out. Mm-hmm. So what is that, 97, 98, somewhere in there?
That's PS1, I think, is 97. So PS2 is probably like 2000.
Okay, then it's PS1, and Houston doing that game. Schmelick loves to hit. Like, he would say that, just, what? Why is that happening?
He probably never said it.
Right. It just sounded so awkward and untrue. It was.
Oh, yeah. There were things like... There were little tidbits like that just sprinkled in through the video games that were just so blatantly false. That, and you would hear them every time. Like when the Sabres, like in 07, NHL 07, something about Derrick Roy being like one of the best two-way players in the NHL or something like that. Or grittiness. I don't remember. Just there were like all the... And you would hear them 10,000 times.
You know, let me...
If you play it 10,000 times.
You got two announcers and now we're into hockey. During the Kings-Oilers series, no, wrong, sorry, I'm thinking of Jeff Carter on the Kings. During the Penguins-Rangers series, I wasn't up for any of the Edmonton series with L.A., so this makes more sense. Yes, Carter's on the Penguins. Sean McDonough, just in the flow of play-by-play, called Jeff Carter one of the all-time great scorers in the history of the league.
Oh, I heard that. Yep, I remember that.
And I immediately went to hockey round. I'm like, all right. How far off is this? And, you know, he's in the 400s for goals, maybe. Like 450, maybe? I don't know, 409? He's 400. More than 400. And I said to Owen, I'm like, one of the all-time great goals? Like, you know, 400 is a crap ton of goals. It's a lot of goals. It is not all-time great goal scorer territory at all. Not even. It's not even really close.
Right, how many guys can you say that about? Saying about Jeff Carter.
It's my, for as many pet peeves as I have about sportscasters, it's my number one. It just seems like everything is some gross exaggeration that, to sort of like a thoughtful fan, is laughable. But like, you really can't just get by saying he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, is it rude to put it in proper context? He has to be one of the greatest of all time.
You want to tell me he's been an excellent goal scorer his whole career? Okay. You want to tell me, his career high in goals for a single season to accentuate the point? Fine. All time, like, just stop. You are misleading the public. That's not correct. He's not
it's
one
wrong.
Of the all time great goal scorers in the history of the sport.
Ugh. Just the impulse there to do that. I don't know. Why would you have that impulse? Well, I've got, NHL color commentators in the States list.
Yeah. Good to know. All right.
AJ Maleshko is up to 108.
Excellent.
Maybe past that now. One behind Jim Schoenfeld.
Wow.
When was that?
What,
ESPN? Yeah.
Yeah, that was like, whatever, somewhere in between. He was on TV for a little while there, yeah. I can see him sitting there at the desk. Or in the booth or whatever. I can see him, yeah.
All right, well, this account again is, I'm going to get you the actual name of it. I have to scroll all the way back up because I've been scrolling down and down. At UNNEC, as in like unnecessary, sports... RSCH research, unnecessary sports research. If you like this sort of thing,
all right.
Or you can just wait for me to bring it up every day.
I want to not look at it, so you can spring this on us again at 6 o'clock on some random day.
Okay.
I'd rather not have. This is like me not looking at the odds email that we get. Although now that's a little different now, but still.
When did he have time to be at ESPN? Wasn't he a coach for like 20 years? Schoenfeld?
Late 80s, into the 90s. After that, it probably would have been after that.
He coached from 85 to 99 with 3 years off in the middle, and he got that high?
I guess.
Maybe after 2000 also. He was the Coyotes coach until 99.
He was a big personality, yelling at Koharski, like whatever. He's colorful. Let's get him on TV. Doesn't take much, Joe. As evidenced by my having this job for as long as I have.
Let's take a break. Tyler Dunn with us today. We'll have that for you next on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.